Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's Friendship Circle. I'm so excited because today it's all about dreams. Not the one where you want to become president one day. The ones they had in your own little bed. And we are going to interview Marsha Goodwin and Big Block Sing Song. Maybe we should say Marsha Goodwin would. And our first song. But wait! Actually, we're going to have the science of dreaming. No, not that science of dreaming. Dream sharing. Where everybody can share their dreams. Did you get to write yours? You're dreaming? Maybe yours will be told on the episode today. So here we go with Princess by Big Block Sing Song.
I start my day with a breakfast of bologna. Then I'm riding around the kingdom on my electric pink pony. Keeping a lookout in every direction. I'm in charge of my kingdom's personal protection. The collection of jewels alone will impress. No stress though, no one will mess. Not with this princess. Just cause I'm cute and my dress has frills doesn't mean I can't be dangerous. Hey, I got skills. I'm a princess! Watch out, bad guys! I'm the princess in my electric pink dress. I also like butterflies. Tea time, everyone's excited. Sit down, have some cookies and some tea, you're invited. Like the flowers, they're called morning glories. Hey, that reminds me of a story. A long time ago, a dragon came to town. Everybody got scared, they said, take the dragon down! That didn't seem right to slay a dragon, so I tamed the dragon. Now the dragon pulls my wagon! Do you like her? She's so cute, eh? Her name is Morning Glory. I'm the princess! I'm not scared of no dragon. Princess in my electric pink dress. Nobody messes with the princess. I've got a bling bling jewel encrusted castle. My medieval bicycle has sparkly tassels. My army of knights has the shiniest armor. When I need to get groceries, I got a personal farmer. I'm the top of my class with my slippers made of glass. If you see me come jousting, you better move fast. Oh, nobody can wear a tiara like me. I'm the kind of princess everybody wants to be. I'm the princess. I've got a throne in my bedroom. I'm the princess in my electric pink dress. I'm the belle of the ball. Ding dong! I'm the princess. Woo! I'm not the frog kissing kind. I'm the princess in my electric pink dress. Nobody messes with the princess.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we have the Big Block Sing Song. Hi.
Hey, Chloe. How you doing? Chloe.
Good. So I have some questions. Can you answer them?
Absolutely.
Our first question is, how did you guys start making your show?
How did we start making our show?
Yeah.
Well, that's a great question. Adam's a musician, and I'm an artist, a visual artist. I'm Warren talking. And we got together and started thinking about ideas for a show that would be about songs and about animation and characters. And we started to think about, well, what could that be? And we knew we needed two eyes and a mouth to sing, and Big Block Sing Song was born from that.
That's cool. What were some of the first blocks you made?
Oh, the first song?
Blocks.
One of the earliest. One of the very first songs, we were in here at work, and Warren came in to work with his lunch, and he accidentally had two bananas with him. And he said to me, I've got two bananas. Do you want one? And I said, no, thank you. I'm not that hungry right now. And Warren said, oh, well, I guess it's going to be a two-banana kind of day. And I thought that was pretty funny, and we both talked about it, thought that would make a great song. So we did a song about a monkey. And the monkey's talking about how busy he is. He's going to need two bananas that day.
That sounds like a silly episode.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're super silly, so that works out for us.
So our second question is, what is it like to have fans from all over the world?
Well, it's an interesting experience because I'm sure you know, Chloe, because I think you have a few fans.
Yeah.
And that's interesting because a lot of this is done on the computer, so you don't meet people. We don't meet people face-to-face, unlike maybe some of the other musical acts that you might know or that we know that go on tour and see their fans face-to-face. Because we make a musical TV show, we don't really interact with the people. So our fans interact with us, you know, through the internet, Facebook, Twitter, emails. So we do a lot of correspondence, writing letters back and forth with people. So it's really great when people, you know, send us photos about the show. You know, sometimes they make decorations for birthday parties about Big Block Sing Song, or they send us videos of, you know, them dancing to the show. So it's really great when we receive that kind of stuff from, yeah, that's been from all over the world, from Canada, where we're from the United States, where the show airs there, and then from all over the place.
I heard you're on three different channels. Can you tell us what they are?
The channels on TV where we are?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. In Canada, we're on something called Kids CBC. And in the United States, you can watch us on Disney Junior. And in the United Kingdom, you can watch us on Nick Junior.
So those are all the three channels you can watch them on. And our third question is, tell us about a few of the blocks and their names and personalities.
Oh, that's a good one. Well, Adam just told you a little bit about Monkey and his busy two banana kind of day. I'm trying to think of some of the other ones. Well, I think Octopus Pete's a good one. Octopus Pete, who thinks he's the fanciest creature in the sea, is an octopus. And he thinks he's the fanciest creature in the sea because he has eight legs.
And also there's a character called the Princess. And she's not.
I heard that one. We're going to talk
about her. You heard that one, yeah.
We're going to talk really, about her later. We're going to talk about
super,
her
in the show. Sorry? She's super tough and, you know, really proud of who she is and really confident, and we really like that about her. And there's another character called Bigfoot who's got really giant feet, and he just really loves his feet.
I heard about that one too.
Oh, you did? Yeah, that's a fun one too.
One time I heard the princess music, and then when I turned on the TV, the princess was on.
Awesome.
And our next question is, my favorite block is the princess. Mom likes the owl. Which one's your favorite?
You have a favorite, Adam?
I have a favorite episode, and the character, can't say that he has a name, but the song's called Here We Go, and it's about being super, it's about looking at all the opportunities that life has, and that you could do anything and do anything and be anything. Just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean it can't happen. And I think that's a nice message for kids to hear.
That sounds cool episode too. And what's yours?
Well, mine is one of the silliest episodes I think we've done, and that's the green character from Hair, who talks about all his different styles of hair, hair on his face, hair on his head, hair on his eyebrows, hair under his nose. So I really like him because he's super silly. Like Adam said, we're silly guys, and I think that's a really silly character who talks about silly hair.
I think I've heard that one. And now our next thing is, want to play This or That? It's a game where I ask question two random stuff, but in the same category, but you two can pick which ones you like better.
This or That? Okay,
this sounds good.
Okay, go ahead. Let us pick something.
Tacos or cheeseburgers?
I'll take that one. Cheeseburgers.
Okay. Our next one is horses or unicorns?
Oh, unicorns. That's easy.
Singing or dancing?
I should let Adam. I'll let Adam answer that one.
It can't be singing and dancing, eh? No, singing, I guess.
Beach or mountains?
A tough one. I'm going to say mountain.
Zootopia or Frozen?
Well, Zootopia or Frozen, the movie.
Oh, I think Frozen.
And that's all our questions, so thank you.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate you calling us and talking to us. Yeah, thanks, Chloe.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Something's wrong. Oh, something's really not right. My head is fuzzy, there's an ache in my belly. I'm dragging my feet and something's trying to tell me there's a problem. Oh, I shouldn't tangle with that candy bar, but it caught my eye like a rock and roll star dancing in the light. That's all I had for breakfast, now I don't feel right.
Looks like you made a bad decision. Now you're stuck in this condition.
Awful.
You better watch out, you better beware.
I've been known to swim in a river of chips and dip. Oh, it's quite a trip. I get to the point where I can't slow down. Why's the soda pop chasing me around? Flying through the clouds of candy floss into mountains of ice cream and chocolate sauce. I mean, who's the boss? I'm losing control. I'm sinking to the bottom of my popcorn bowl.
Looks like you made a bad decision.
Not a wise choice.
Now you're stuck in this condition.
Lousy.
You better watch out. You better beware. Junk food fever. You'll feel bad all day unless you change your way. Find a better direction for your food selection.
I've got to arrange to make a change. My energy's low and my belly feels strange.
Take some time and think about what you eat and drink. It's never too late, yeah, you're gonna feel great.
I'm listening to your voices, I'll make better choices. Gonna cure the fever, become a believer. I found a cure
for junk food fever.
I found a cure
for junk food fever.
I feel much better, actually.
Junk food fever.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. Thank you so much, Big Boxing Song. And now, since our episode's talking about dreams, we didn't get any of your posts yet, so that's why I'm gonna share my dreams today. So, here's one called Camper Van. One day, I was gonna go to my house at a for a party for me and my first grade class. I was at Grandma's house, but everybody came to the wrong house. So we needed a van to get us back. So me, my grandma, and my whole entire class decided to make a camper van all together. So we built it, and then we were soon on our way to my house. Doesn't that sound like a fun dream? What if that happened to you? That would be cool. You get to ride with all your best friends. Another one. It's called Party. This was when I was in my first year of Daisies. I'm in my first year of Brownies right now. So, here it is. I was planning a party at my house for me and my Daisy class. So, the first people who came were my friends named Isabella and Liliana. You might have heard them from the Christmas episode. And Amanda. So we all got in, and I was gonna get them a surprise. But when he came back, they gave me a surprise. It was watching a movie. I gave them Build a Daisy World with Legos. So we both, all of us had to choose. So the choosing was on. And we chose to watch a movie and build the Daisy Land at the same time. And then the class came and we all built our Daisy Land and watched a movie. And that's my dream called Party. And that was Camper Van. And our next song is Owl from Big Block Sing Song.
Peek, peek, peek-a-boo, a boo 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 boo. Peek, peek, peek-a-boo, a boo 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 boo. I see you, do you see me? Of course you don't, I'm behind a tree. Peek, peek, peek-a-boo, a boo 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 boo. Look over
over there on my right. It's a cardboard box. It arrived last night. I'm curious, so I'm peeking in the box. Peek-a-boo, it's a fox. Peek, peek, peek-a-boo. A boo 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 boo. Peek, peek, peek-a-boo. A boo 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 boo. Blending in, well that's my skill. Check it out while I stay incredibly still. And I close my eyes while I'm up in a tree. Camouflage, you can't see me. A peek, peek, peek-a-boo. A boo 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 boo. Peek-a-boo. Peek, peek, peek-a-boo. A boo 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 boo. Ah, yeah. This is where I slow down. This is where I speed up. No one denies the size of my eyes. They're the size of pies. I always look surprised, but I don't need a disguise. I realize that I'm unique. That's why I peek. Peek, peek, peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. How about you? Do you wanna play? Do you wanna play peek-a-boo? Why not today? You can do it any style, you can do it any way. Come on, check it out. What do you say? You can peek-a-boo while you're at the zoo. You can peek-a-boo when you're in a canoe. You can peek-a-boo like a kangaroo. Everybody's gonna peek-a-boo. Peek, peek, peek-a-boo. A boo 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 boo. Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. That's what I do.
Our next song is from Marcia Goodwin, and it is called The Penguin Song. Here it goes. Before we interview with Marcia Goodwin Wood.
I have learned a lot about penguins. I know they don't live in France. They live near the South Pole, near the Antarctic Circle. And I can do the penguin dance. Use your flippers as a guide as you rock from side to side. You stretch out your wings and puff up your chest with pride. And then you tap, tap, tap your little web toes. And that's all there is to it. That's just how it goes. Oh, I've learned a lot about penguins. I know that they don't prance. They swim in the water and they eat fresh fish. And they waddle when they do their penguin dance. Use your flippers as a guide as you rock from side to side. You stretch out your wings and puff up your chest with pride. And then you tap, tap, tap your little web toes. And that's all there is to it. That's just how it goes. About penguins. I know they're much bigger than ants. The emperor is tall and the little blue is small, but they all can do the penguin dance. You use your flippers as a guide as you rock from side to side. You stretch out your wings and puff up your chest with pride. And then you tap, tap, tap your little web toes, and that's all there is to it. That's just how it goes. Use your flippers as a guide as you rock from side to side. You stretch out your wings and puff up your chest with pride. And then you tap, tap, tap your little web toes, and that's all there is to it. That's just how it goes.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship School. And now we have an interview with Marcia Goodwin Wood. Hi.
Hi, how are you, Chloe?
Good. I have some questions. Can you answer them?
Absolutely.
Our first question is, when did you start making music?
Well, let's see. I started making music when I was a little kid. I always liked to sing and started doing different kinds of music. And then I started playing guitar when I was actually grown up in my 20s and started writing songs and ended up deciding to do music for kids when I had my own first child. I have three kids. And so when my daughter was a baby, just started thinking of songs that were for kids and kind of went from there.
That sounds really, really cool. And our next question is, I read that you went to Columbia University. What was it like and what did you learn?
Oh, I learned so many things at Columbia. It was a really great place to learn stuff. And in fact, I started studying more science, and I was always interested in science in high school, and once I started learning about science, it was something that I really enjoyed learning about. So I started doing more science at school, and I studied something called psychology and started studying the brain, which was something that I found really interesting, and just learned about a whole bunch of different things, not just science, though. When you're in college, you learn about a little bit of everything, so I did all kinds of subjects at school, and it's really, I enjoy learning. Do you like going to school?
Yeah.
What grade are you going into this year?
Second.
And what's your favorite subject at school?
My favorite subject?
Yes.
I think I like writing. That's when we get to write stories, and our teacher, like, tells us something to write about, but we obviously like make up the characters and the thing, but she gives us a topic. So she says we have to do something about people brushing teeth. We write about people brushing teeth. So it's obviously
That's
we
cool.
just like write stories. And sometimes she lets us pick who the characters are, but still has to follow the topic. So it could be, like, realistic fiction, so we write about, like, people doing things. So sometimes she'll let us choose what we're doing. But and she mostly does that.
That's super fun. I like writing stories, too. And one of the reasons I like writing songs is kind of get to write about any topic that you want to. And when I was in school, I also learned how to write poetry. And I think that when you write poetry, it's kind of a special kind of a story, really. And so that kind of is a nice, a lot of times poems can turn into songs. So a lot of different things you can do with writing. There's so many different kinds of fun things to write about.
Me, I know how to do poetry, too. And our next one is, since you know a lot about dreaming, and our episode's about, since you know a lot about science, and our episode's about dreaming, so can you tell us something you know about dreams?
About dreams? It's just a very interesting topic. Well, you know, I can tell you a little bit what I know about sleep. So when you go to sleep, sometimes you don't dream. There's certain phases of sleep, and you only dream in a certain phase of sleep called rapid eye movement sleep. And the rest of the time you may dream, but you may not remember it. Or you might be sleeping so soundly that you don't dream at all. And you have to get enough sleep to get to that phase of your sleep where you have dreams. And dreams are very interesting. I think when we dream, it's kind of our brains processing all the information that we learn. And sometimes your brain likes to make up stories when you sleep, but sometimes you think of interesting things when you dream and things that you might be imagining. So there's all kinds of cool things going on in your brain when you're asleep.
Before you called today in the show, I told a few of my dreams.
Okay.
And
can I hear it, or will I hear it when your show broadcasts later?
I want to tell it to our listeners again, but
okay. But
maybe you can just listen. So our next question is, what's your favorite thing about performing for kids?
You had a dream about performing for kids?
Yeah.
Oh, how cool.
No, what's your favorite thing about performing for... I'm not doing a show. I said, what's your favorite thing about performing for kids?
Oh, what's my favorite thing about performing for kids? Well, you know, I love it that kids usually like to sing along and dance along. Sometimes when I play for grown-ups are a little bit more shy. And usually when I play for kids and I say, hey, let's sing this together, kids are like, yeah, let's do it. And so it's always fun to sing with other people, I think. And so I love performing for kids' audiences because usually they're just ready to join in and have fun with you. And it's we get to have a good time together. So that's one of the best things about performing for kids.
That sounds cool. And do you want to play this or that? It's a game where I tell two things and you can pick which one you like better.
Okay.
Tacos or cheeseburgers?
What's the first thing you said?
Tacos or cheeseburgers?
Pop'ems or cheeseburgers?
Yeah.
Cheeseburgers.
Ponies or unicorns?
Unicorns.
Singing or dancing?
Singing.
Beach or mountains?
Beach.
Zootopia or Frozen?
Frozen.
So that was our last question, so thank you.
You're welcome. It's been so much fun talking to you, Chloe.
It is.
Thanks for having me on the show.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Why can't you dance on Jupiter? 'Cause it's a planet that's mostly made of gas. Oh, why can't you dance on Jupiter? Well, there's no place to put your feet, no dirt, no grass. But I wonder if you could dance on Jupiter's moons. There are quite a few of them to choose from. Scientists have found at least 63 moons. There must be one where you could get your groove on. Oh, there must be one that you could bust and move on. The four largest moons of Jupiter: Io, Europa, Callisto, and Ganymede, were first discovered long ago by Galileo. Found a telescope was all that he would need. But did he wonder if you could dance on Jupiter's moons? There are quite a few of them to choose from. Astronomers have found at least 63 moons. There must be one where you could get your groove on. Oh, there must be one that you could bust and move on. One of the best known features of Jupiter is a storm called the Great Red Spot. It's large enough to fit two or three Earths inside, and it never goes away, no it does not. But still I wonder if you could dance on Jupiter's moons. There are quite a few of them to choose from. Scientists have found at least 63 moons. There must be one where you could get your groove on. Oh, there must be one that you could bust and move on. Our solar system's largest planet is Jupiter. It's the fifth planet from the sun. But if you can't dance on Jupiter, we'll cut a rug right here on Earth, 'cause it's more fun. Oh yeah.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendshipsicle. And now, here's our friendship pledge. Wishing you all good dreams tonight. The end. Our last song is Dream Big by Roger Day.
If you want to land on Mars, dream big. Be a rock and roller superstar, dream big. Find the cure to a rare disease, dream big. Learn to dance like a chimpanzee, dream big. It's time to sing loud, jump high. We're gonna sing loud, jump high, dream big. And if you wanna be a vet, dream big. Take love and care of everybody's pet, dream big. And if you wanna dig up the world's biggest dinosaur, dream big. And take him to your favorite ice cream store, dream big. Gotta make it count. You get one life. You gotta make it count. You get one life. You gotta make it count. So dream big. Show the good things love can bring, dream big. And if you wanna turn your enemy into your friend, dream big. And if you wanna make sure hope never ends, we're gonna make sure hope never ends, we're gonna make sure hope never ever ends. It's time to sing loud, jump high. Dream big!